Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Religious Studies Revision Podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most challenging but rewarding aspects of the AQA specification, applying religious teachings to contemporary ethical issues. Now, if you're feeling overwhelmed by the sheer range of topics, from medical ethics to war and peace, from crime and punishment to human rights, don't worry. Today, we're going to break down exactly what examiners are looking for, and I'll share some powerful strategies to help you earn those top marks. This topic is worth 50% of your marks through Assessment Objective 2, which means you need to not just know religious teachings, but apply them critically to real-world dilemmas. Let's dive in. First, let's talk about what applying religious teachings actually means in exam terms. Examiners want to see you do three things: identify a specific religious belief or teaching, explain how it relates to the contemporary issue, and then evaluate different perspectives, including divergent views within the same religion. Let me give you a concrete example. Imagine you're answering a question about euthanasia. A weak answer might say, "Christians are against euthanasia because life is sacred." That's too vague and doesn't acknowledge diversity. A strong answer would say, "Roman Catholics oppose euthanasia based on the principle of the sanctity of life, rooted in Genesis 1 verse 27, where humans are made in the image of God. The Catechism of the Catholic Church explicitly prohibits any action that causes death." However, some liberal Christians might emphasize quality of life and compassion, arguing that in extreme cases of suffering, allowing a peaceful death could reflect Jesus' teaching to love your neighbor. Notice the difference? You've cited a specific source, Genesis 1 verse 27, you've named a denominational document, the Catechism, and you've acknowledged divergent views. That's what gets you into the top mark bands. Now let's talk about the six main contemporary themes you need to master. First, medical ethics. This includes abortion, euthanasia, genetic engineering, and organ donation. The key religious concepts here are sanctity of life versus quality of life, and the principle of stewardship: are humans playing God? Second, war and peace. You need to know just war theory inside out, the criteria like legitimate authority, just cause, proportionality, and last resort. But don't forget pacifism. Quakers, for example, are absolute pacifists based on Jesus' teaching to turn the other cheek in Matthew 5, verse 39. Compare that with Roman Catholic acceptance of just war, and you've got a nuanced, high-level response. Third, crime and punishment. This is where concepts like justice, forgiveness, and reformation come in. Christians might reference an eye for an eye from Exodus 21, verse 24 to support retributive justice, but then contrast it with Jesus' radical forgiveness in John 8, where he tells the woman caught in adultery, "Go and sin no more." Examiners love seeing you wrestle with these tensions. Fourth, human rights. The concept of imago Dei, humans made in God's image, is your utility quote here. It applies to racial justice, gender equality, LGBTQ+ rights, and poverty. Genesis 1 verse 27 is a goldmine for this theme. Fifth, environmental ethics. You need to know about stewardship, the idea that humans are caretakers of God's creation, as outlined in Genesis 2 verse 15. Pope Francis's encyclical Laudato Si is a fantastic contemporary source that links environmental destruction to social justice. And sixth, social justice. This includes economic inequality, discrimination, and advocacy for the marginalized. The parable of the sheep and the goats in Matthew 25 is key here. Whatever you did for the least of these, you did for me. Right, let's talk exam technique. The biggest mistake candidates make is being too general, saying Christians believe without specifying which denomination or citing a source will cap your marks. Always ask yourself, which Christians? Roman Catholic? Anglican? Evangelical? Quaker? Second mistake, one-sided arguments in 12-mark evaluation questions. If you only present one viewpoint, you're capped at level 2. That's a maximum of 6 marks out of 12. You must present arguments on both sides, even if you ultimately favor one position. And your conclusion must be justified. It should logically follow from the evidence you've presented. Third mistake, not using sources of wisdom and authority. In 5-mark, explain, referring to questions, you must include a specific scriptural reference or religious document. If you don't, you cannot access the top marks. Memorize your utility quotes: Genesis 1 verse 27 for human dignity, Matthew 5 verse 9 for peacemaking, Romans 13 verse 1 for authority and law, Matthew 25 verses 35 to 40 for social justice. Here's a timing tip. Allocate 12 to 15 minutes for the 12-mark question. Plan for 2 minutes, write for 10, and leave 1 minute to check your conclusion. For 5-mark questions, use the point explain evidence structure. For 4-mark questions, give 2 developed points. Okay, quick fire recall time. Pause after each question and see if you can answer. Question 1. What does Imago Dei mean, and which Bible verse is it from? Answer. Image of God. Genesis 1 verse 27. Question 2. Name 2 criteria of just war theory. Answer. Legitimate authority, just cause, proportionality, last resort, any two. Question 3. Which Christian denomination is known for absolute pacifism? Answer. Quakers, also known as the Religious Society of Friends. Question 4. What is the principle of stewardship? Answer. The belief that humans are caretakers of God's creation, responsible for protecting and preserving it. Question 5. Name a contemporary Catholic document on environmental ethics. Answer. Laudato Si, Pope Francis's 2015 encyclical. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those concepts. All right. Let's wrap up. Remember, applying religious teachings to contemporary issues is all about being specific, acknowledging diversity, and constructing balanced arguments. Cite your sources, Genesis, the Catechism, Laudato Si, whatever is relevant. Distinguish between denominations, Roman Catholic, Anglican, Quaker, and always, always evaluate both sides in those 12-mark questions. You've got this. The fact that you're listening to this podcast shows you're taking your revision seriously. And that's half the battle. Keep practicing those exam questions, memorize your utility quotes, and don't be afraid to show the complexity of religious responses to ethical dilemmas. Examiners reward nuance and depth. Good luck with your revision. And remember, you're not just learning for an exam. You're engaging with some of the most important moral questions facing our world today. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.